George Harrison, Got My Mind Set On You here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Tuesday, November 19th. Well, what do you make of that, PJ Gallagher?
I hate that. It's so predictable. Yeah, it's actually worse when Ireland look like they're going to do well, because it just makes the pain all the worse.
It's like they nearly do it to you deliberately.
Yeah.
Take you up. Oh, it's gone back down.
It's just like, why, oh, for God. It's like watching St. Pat's.
Who?
St. Pat's. This is what St. Pat's
Sorry, I know. I'm just confused. I know who St. Pat's are. I'm just totally confused by your association with it.
Oh, yeah. That's what Ireland did yesterday. They go out and they look great. And they play really well. And then the very first time someone makes a half an arse of a chance, they let it in. That's what Pats do all year.
Is that you speaking as a Bowes supporter?
Yeah, it is, yeah. That's what they do. And that's what watching Ireland was like last night. It's just so disappointing.
Oh, yeah. Especially since you and I both lost money on it.
That's even worse. 30 quid collectively there now. Gone down the toilet.
Yeah. It was because it was looking. So, I mean, to be fair to them, that's as good as I've seen Ireland play in years.
Yeah.
But again, nothing at the right end of the pitch, if you know what I mean.
I know. Anyway. And I'll tell you something, James McLean.
He did. Who's he playing for? He's a very willing worker.
Who's he playing for?
It's just sometimes, you know, there's a lot of energy there.
Yeah, but I don't know what team it's for. Do you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes that energy, the rush of blood does go a little bit to the head.
It's the back of his head. Anyway, I'm being too grouchy about it. There was one point that he was shouting at everyone, go forward, and then he passed it back behind. Anyway, I don't want to be too, because it was a great effort.
Yeah,
it was
a phenomenal effort.
But
at least you were kind of, you know, at least you felt there was a chance.
To be honest with you though,
as soon as the Danish goal went in,
it was over. The fox was shot.
The idea that we'd score two, having only scored whatever it was, six in 7 matches or something, or
6 in 12 years or something like that. Yeah. So that's it. We're into the playoffs. We've another chance.
We'll see what happens there. Exactly right. Let's try and lift you in case you're feeling a little bit down.
Are you talking to the people or me? I don't know.
Anyway, welcome along, folks. Hopefully you're in half decent form at least. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout this morning, whatever's going on for you. Mike's having a bit of a lie on.
He's not even here. He was at the match last night.
And he's still having to lie down after.
Last seeing somewhere near Clondalk and crying his eyes out in the field, I think.
Anyway, he'll be along later. Morning to you, folks. Yeah, Crowded House, weather with you. Here are Classic Hits, almost 6:15. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Just before I get stuck into the birthdays, we have to say welcome back to the Lily White. PJ, he's back.
Yeah, very good. Nice to have you back on board.
We haven't heard from him since the 25th of October.
Bloody blimey. Well, I hope you're all right that you weren't on the list.
He says, how are you, giblets? Great to be back in the early ones. Have a cracker of a Tuesday. The Lily White, drinking the tay beside the M4. Yep,
says he at the end. I love that.
And by the way, I need to get to the bottom of this, right? You possibly know this person. His name is, let me just tell you now, Steve-O, right?
And Stephen O'Halloran, is it?
Is that who it is? Is he something to do with RTE or Fair City or something?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Ah, right, okay. Because you just said there's only one match that counts this week, Baldoyle United versus... The
Carrickstown Crusaders.
Crusaders, yeah.
That's right. Did you see that?
Who are members of Fair City.
You know the deal there, though. There was a bit of controversy behind this.
So I believe there was kind of a previous match or something.
So there was a bit of slating going on about Baldoyle United and the Fair City. So they put it up to them.
Carrickstown Crusaders.
They were on the Ray Darcy TV show.
Right.
And now they're playing the Carrickstown Crusaders, basically the cast and crew of Fair City, if I'm right.
You are?
Yeah, so there you go.
And it's in aid of St. Michael's House.
So it's a great cause. That is the only match that matters.
So what's Stephen do? Is he associated with? Is he like involved with Fair City?
I think he's out there in RTE. Sure, I don't know what anyone does. I'd be walking around.
Yeah.
I do all the nodding. How are you? Yeah. And then if they tell me, I don't understand anyway. I'm an assistant PD to the 2TUT. Oh yeah, great.
Grand cake.
I don't know what any of it means.
Right, well, Stephen, maybe you'd tell us. Thanks all the same. Anyway, listen, right, let's get stuck into the birthdays. Right, here's one for you. It's this bloke's birthday.
The only problem with Snoop Dogg, say, you're interviewing him or walk around the room with him, he proves that you can get secondhand smoke.
Yes.
Because you go home high.
Yeah.
Recognize him?
I do, but I can't place who it is.
It's only Chacho Legend.
Oh, Larry King.
Larry King.
It's Larry King.
That's who it is?
That's who it is. Yeah, the crusty old voice on him. He does sound like an old detective from a movie back in another time.
He does actually sound like that.
He does.
That's exactly what it is. He sounds like a lad. I've seen too many murders to really, you know, to, nothing's new anymore.
After a while, kid, it's just another face. Who cares? You get, you pick him
to
up,
be fair,
and you move on.
Mind you, to be fair, like, he looks blooming good when you realise how old he is.
I'd say he's knocking on the door of his 90s if he's not in his 90s.
The thing about it is, right, that it, because the outfit he wears with the, as they call them, suspenders.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
As we call them,
and
braces.
And he has them on the short sleeve and everything, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he is the ultimate. If he's not being a detective, he is the ultimate sort of, like, old-style newspaper guy.
Oh, big time.
Hold the front page.
Stop the press.
Yeah. I didn't pay you, kid, to come here and get me pictures of... Get me Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. I want to find out who Superman is, day to day. You're talking to him. No, seriously.
Right, so chat show legend Larry King.
Yeah, host of 60 Minutes. What a show that was.
Do you go 90s or do you go less than 90s?
Oh.
That is the question, PJ Gallagher.
Oh, this is very hard. I'm going to go like 89.
Not bad, 86.
All right, okay.
86.
Okay, I'm all right.
Right, one specially designed for you. See what I did there? It's Calvin Klein's birthday today.
Hey, go on, that king of the jocks.
Fashion mogul. Yeah,
the
he is.
King of the jocks,
that's
he is.
It. True, king of the jocks.
He is, yeah.
Now, I know he's not your favourite one because he doesn't do horses.
Oh,
it's Ralph.
Jeepers.
Ralph Lauren does the horses.
Ralph,
but this guy.
There's no horse jocks anyway. Thank you very much.
There might be horse. There is polo jocks.
Is there?
I have sets of polo boxers, yeah.
Jeepers, look at him keeping his little Shetland in its pouch, huh?
Now, there's no horses on them. They just say polo around
the
rim, I was going to say.
Around the rim.
Which, when you're talking about boxers, is a very unfortunate phrase.
It is, yeah. Well, we all knew that Jim has an elasticated rim.
I meant the band. The rim. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How's the rim of your pants?
How's the rim of your cacks? Very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
Thanks very much, yeah. How's the horse? They're hanging around the rim of your cack. Right, I got to say, who are we talking about?
Calvin Klein.
Oh, I was thinking of polo, man. I was thinking of the rim of the
Calvin
cacks.
Calvin Klein. Do you know what he looks like?
Yeah, he's a... Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you? Right, okay.
He's not like a... I was going to say another fashion head that's mad, but I can't think of one.
Right.
Ralph Rutger Hauer, or whatever they called him.
He's not Jean-Paul Gaultier,
no, mad. No. That's what I was
Does
thinking.
Does he look like a normal human being-ish?
He's fat, you know, like, you know, mutton dressed as lamb, a bit, you know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's a bit of that, yeah.
He's not one of those silver-haired billionaires we were talking about the other day that used to be show up in Dallas and...
I'm after spilling coffee all over the feckin' table now again.
What you do that for?
I get all excited at the rim of the cakes now. Stupid thing. Jeez. Right,
Calvin Klein is...
Clean this up now. I'd say he's like... 77.
Yes!
Yeah! Go on, now.
77 he is. Right, okay. What have we got? We've got, we've two actresses and a GAA legend. Which do you want first?
We'll go GAA.
Right,
just
okay.
I have a better chance.
The only thing about it is it's a Kerry GAA legend.
Oh, God. At least tell me it's an old one.
It is. Jack O'Shea.
Oh, Jack O'Shea. Yeah. I forgot. I should hate Jack O'Shea. I should hate him, really.
Why?
Because he was a stalwart of Kerry in the kingdom.
Oh, in terms of
in the
Heffo
years
Dublin,
and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was one of the main players. An absolute legend of a man. He broke Dublin hearts way too many times.
So is Jack O'Shea sort of the Pat Spillane era? Or is Spillane younger?
Jack O'Shea was 70s
been,
and early 80s.
Yeah,
I
he
think,
might have been
so.
A little bit ahead of Spillane, would he?
Maybe, yeah.
Hard to know. Anyway.
I don't know, what age is Spillane? Is Spillane... I don't know what age Spillane is either.
I know, you look at him on the telly, but I could stare at that man and not be able to work out his age.
And there's no rings on his face. It's all angles. It's hard to tell. I'd say he's 63.
Oh, jeez. 62.
Oh, fart.
62.
Oh,
man, that was a brave effort. Right, couple of actresses for you. You can take them in any order you like. One, and the, you know what's interesting about this, right? This will help you a little bit. Because you've got one,
yeah,
two to go. They're very, very close in age, the pair of them.
Okay.
So you've got Meg Ryan.
Right.
And you've got Jodie Foster.
Right.
So you've got Jodie Foster, who you'll know from all the way back in Bugsy Malone.
Oh, so brilliant.
Such a great movie.
The only musical I like. It's so brilliant.
And then you got Meg Ryan, who did loads of things and then started messing with her head.
And started messing with her head, yeah. She went mad, yeah. She's proper lizard head. She's so gorgeous as well. And then, I'd rather look like a lizard than a person again. I don't know what was
going on there. She was great, like, in the whole sort of Harry Met Sally and all that
stuff.
And all
aging wonderfully.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then decided.
With herself.
Now she, know what I need? Plastic.
I need to look like John Paul Gaultier's rim. So I go to say she's 54. No. It's terrible, isn't it?
What? No, I haven't said anything. Are you pinning your colours to?
Oh, sorry, to Meg Ryan, 54.
54. She's 58. Now, that could help with Jodie Foster.
I gotta say, Jodie Foster is 60.
57.
Ah, fart. doesn't matter.
Yeah, Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 miles here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Tuesday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for hanging out with us. Always welcome, always good to have you along. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps, even if we don't get a chance to shout them all out. We get to see them all, so thanks for that. They're always read, all of that sort of stuff. By the way, do you fancy having a guess at Paul the Villafan's birthday?
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's his birthday today. Now, I don't know how old he is, but he wants to know, do you fancy having a guess?
I'll take a guess on 38.
Right, 38, there you go,
how
Paul.
How about that, Paul the Villafan?
Yeah, let us know. And thanks, everybody. Loads and loads and loads of people checking in this morning. All the regulars, always good to see you, folks. Thanks a million for that. 087-188-0008, as I say, if you want to give us a shout. Today, again, and more chances to listen out for the old Funky Monkey. We've got more daily passes for you to pick up for Funky Monkey. There's one in Dundrum, one in City West. You can pick up daily passes. And, of course, there's the big birthday bash to be won at the end of the week, an end-of-week prize on that one. Yesterday, cracking start on the breakfast table quiz yesterday.
What
did we end up with? 13.
13, yeah, we're off to a flying start. Big prize, though, in fairness.
Yeah.
So, lots to play for there. Holiday off to Tel Aviv.
Yeah, trip away. Flights and accommodation and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so you have the real quizzers out now trying to get their ears around this one.
It's going to take a biggie. Also, of course, Hitbit on the way, as you know, in about an hour's time. ClassicHits.ie if you want to check it out in advance. That's to happen. Also, more chances to pick up the James Blunt tickets. Apparently, the sales date for that has been knocked back. They're knocking it back to Monday, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. Apparently, why is that? I
don't know. I think that's
James Blunt
was.
Being difficult again. You know, he likes that. He wants people to attack him on Twitter so he can have a laugh.
We should tweet him.
Yeah,
we should do some sort of tweet about the fact that we're giving away his tickets
and see what he says. Yeah,
and see if we can evoke a response.
You might just, because he's very reactive.
Yeah.
And he tends to like the bit of banter there.
We'll have to have a think about him.
Like, his gig will never be as good as his Twitter.
No. He should, actually, his gig should be him reading out his Twitter.
Yeah, oh, you go to that. He's gas, man. Like, he really is a gas, man.
Absolutely. Anyway, listen, if you're a James Bond fan, we got the chance for you to win tickets. Going to do it as part of CSI a bit later on. By the way, you're a million miles off with Paul the Villafan. You went for 38, he's 53.
Ah, japers. Well, I didn't even see a picture of him, do you know what I mean? I suppose I should have known. Nobody under 50 would be into Villa. I should have known.
Declan
Pearce
is going to have a big issue with
you. Declan Pearce is a freak of nature. He's a phenomenon. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true. He's ageless anyway. Yeah, he could be any age.
He's been alive for about 200 years and he still looks 24. He's the nicest man in the world as well. There's something fantastical going on there.
He's the new Larry Gogan.
That's what he is.
Anyway, listen, so all of that is going on. And of course, what else have we got today? Tuesday. So what? Oh, of course. How could I possibly forget?
We're life hack day.
Yeah.
Cold weather life hacks or frosty weather life
hacks. Yeah, it was inspired by yesterday. Yesterday was the first time I had to go to the car with the old bottle of water and defrost the windscreen. So PJ said, do you know something? I have a life hack for that.
I do have a life hack for that.
So I'm intrigued to find out what's going on. So we're going to get the
cold
morning.
Weather life hacks.
Yeah, life hacks there on the way a bit later on. So lots to stick around for. And as I say, if you want to give us a shout, anything at all, whatever's floating through your head, 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp. Yeah, wham, and wake me up before you go. Here at Classic Hits, 10 past 7. Thanks for waking up happy with us. It's PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Take me down. Good to have you along, folks. Tuesday, November 19th. And a quick happy birthday. Actually, Elf Terry's been on.
Yeah, what's
that? But there's nothing going on with Abby. Just want to say that. It's nothing to do with it.
Unbelievably so.
No.
Someone else in the family is getting
there
a luck in.
There is somebody else in the family.
Hard to believe.
And it's his amazing wife, Linda. He wants to say a very happy birthday and loads of love to his amazing wife, Linda. So happy birthday to you, Linda, from
Happy
Elf
birthday,
Terry.
Linda.
I mean, my God, long-suffering wife. Linda.
Yeah.
She deserves all the birthday joy she can get.
If only you turned out for the local squad, you'd get much more attention.
Anyway, speaking of birthdays, we mentioned earlier on that it's fashion mogul Calvin Klein's birthday today. Actually, PJ correctly identified his age.
Yeah, 77 he is today.
77 he is today. And this story is kind of related to that.
It is in a
because
way.
Because he is, as you pointed out, king of the jocks.
He is king of the jocks. He is the underpant king.
Mm.
And makes a fine underpant. And as Jim said, with a great rim on it.
I meant band.
Yeah, great
I
rim.
Meant band.
Fantastic rim on Calvin's jocks, is what we're told by Jim. Also, it is World Toilet Day. So it sort of feels very relevant, this story.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you. So here's the deal, right? We're awful when it comes to impulse purchases, apparently. You know, people in general.
As in, we make too many?
As in, yes. So, when you add it all up, over a lifetime, they reckon the average spend on impulse buys, things you never worked out to get but ended up getting, comes to £144,000.
Wow.
It's an awful lot of money, right?
Do your jocks come under impulse buys? Have you ever been... Did you ever wander out to get a bulb and came back with a pair of jocks?
No, I've never impulse bought pantses.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
If I'm going to buy pantses, I generally set out to buy pantses.
To be honest, if I'm buying pantses, the rim has to be hanging up. And I mean the
I
rim.
I meant the band.
Well, that's what I mean too. The rim has to be hanging off me.
Right.
For me to go and buy
all the
new
elastic
jocks.
Is no longer elastic.
It has
is
to,
it?
Yeah. You know, I'd nearly be tying knots at the front of me jocks before I buy a new set. I go and I get... like a pair I get.
What, you have rope? Have you hanging around?
I would if I could jump into them handy enough in the morning. I would. I have worn jocks that the rim was so bad on them that I can feel them falling down under my trousers through the day.
PJ is the only person that can put his underpants on over his head. Slide them down his body and get into them that way.
Well, I can. You know, but I tell you. So I go and get the new sets of jocks at the end of every year. That's
right.
It. And I mean, the jocks are not.
Have you not gotten to the stage, though, being a man of your age?
Excuse me now. Be very careful here.
But I'm just saying, have you not fallen into the category where people buy you socks and jocks? That's a you know, a basic birthday stroke Christmas present.
But sure, who gets me birthday presents?
Well, your family. You've got your mummy and your sister and your... I mean, obviously, your nephew...
That's it, you've just run out.
Your nephew that you gave €2 to, he's thinking to himself, you can feck off, he thinks he's getting that off me.
Well, I'll tell you something, €2 is about as much as I spend on the jocks every year. You wonder why the rim is bursting out of them, that's probably it. But that's the truth. And there you go, so when you add in, not just the jocks, but like confectionery, so chocolate, clothes, you know, the sort of your... We've all done a bit of... We've all spontaneously bought clothes of some description. Takeaways, of course, is another thing.
Right.
And then you add in other stuff. Stuff you don't think about really, probably. TV packages we very rarely use. I've one of them. See, you don't. You still have normal television. But I've one of...
You mean like those little Weekend Now things or whatever? That
yeah,
sort of
yeah. Oh, yeah. Some people... Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, I have the sports package and the entertainment package. I never, ever, ever use the entertainment package.
Right.
But every so often, then I turn something on and go, oh, yeah, should I keep that for 6 months? And then that's like £100.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll have to sort that one out.
Yeah, if you kind of added the movies or something to your Sky and you realise then you never get a chance to watch a movie.
Never watch it. That's it, yeah. You never watch it.
Yeah.
So there you go. They reckon it's because of FOMO, you know, the old fear of missing out is
a
big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's costing us £144,000 in a lifetime. It's unreal.
That's incredible.
And then it comes to like other things. When you think about coffee, we are hers for the extra coffees.
Yeah.
We literally have a bag of fresh coffee in here. and we have little pressers and all that. We're like three little hipster. Well, all we're missing now is top knots with the way we carry on with the coffee.
Yeah.
And we still
and
go
I've,
around
I've
the corner.
I have a very good reason for not having a top knot, but anyway.
Yeah, but, you're the only one. Yeah, his top knot is about, it's about more,
it's
as much strength in his hair as there is in the rim of my jocks. And so there you go.
So yeah, the coffees is a huge
and
one.
And we still go and buy one around the corner
exactly,
then.
Exactly, yeah,
every
yeah,
day.
It's madness, madness.
So there you go. Forget but to cancel kind of subscriptions for stuff as well. That's an awful thing that we've all done that.
And then it's and always happens then. It's you get that notification on your phone, a text or something, and or an email.
Yeah.
Your subscription to whatever it is, Gardeners Weekly, has been renewed. Oh, I meant to cancel.
I meant to cancel.
And it always, it's immediately after it's been renewed that you get the
I cancel that now tomorrow. And sure enough, a year later,
yeah,
Gardeners Weekly wants to thank you for being a loyal contributor. Like, oh, hate this. Get me a new pair of jocks and I'll be feel better.
Mel C, Brian Adams, When You're Gone, 19 minutes past 7. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. You've upset Magic Mike, by the way. You've hurt his feelings.
I have. I didn't mean to. I completely forgot.
Going on about who buys me jocks, huh? Only Magic Mike goes and buys them
birthday.
For you.
He bought me jocks for my birthday and a fine rim upon them too.
Was there?
Yeah. I can't believe
it's
I
not in any
it,
way uncomfortable that you buy, you know, each other jocks.
But we don't buy... Now, hold on now, just like taking it all out of context. We don't buy each other jocks. It was after the unfortunate incident where I accidentally stole another man's pants.
Yeah, actually, a few people have pointed A few people have pointed that out, to be fair. That there's no need for you to buy jocks. No, Jim, PJ doesn't buy jocks. He just robs them from the gym.
Here we go.
PJ doesn't buy underwear. He gets new ones in the gym. PJ just robs other lads' jocks is another.
Oh, my God.
Have you nicked many Calvin Kleins in your time as a jock snatcher,
jock
PJ?
Jock snatcher. I'm actually being a jock snatcher now.
Hey, lads, PJ doesn't buy jocks. He borrows them from his gym. Happy Christmas.
I can't believe I'm getting a happy Christmas at the end to rub salt into the wound. I can't, like, it was an unfortunate
So no
incident.
Wonder you don't need your family to buy you jocks, even though you've upset poor Magic Mike there. You must be devastated, Mike, are you?
I am devastated.
A gift. You put a lot of thought into that.
But especially when
you were
say...
thinking to yourself, literally, if a man is so desperate in his world that he has to steal another man's jocks.
That's why I gave him the jocks.
Perfect.
And then you say, Jim, do people not give you jocks these days at this age, PJ?
And it's...
gone over his head.
Unbelievable. Well, they are. His own jocks go over his head, but the...
Did you ever wear those jocks then?
I believe I did.
Yeah.
I believe I did. I think I'd say I've never thrown out a pair of jocks. I mean, I still have the other fella's jocks somewhere. I think they're in here in one of the presses, actually.
Oh, shit.
They'll get a wearing one of these days. That's what'll happen.
I don't know now. I was never comfortable in pre-worn pants.
He realises rim is a bit too loose one morning and he'll swap them out. For those ones in the drawer. That's what will happen.
I'm not saying it won't happen. We're getting a little bit thin. There's still 6 or 8 weeks to Christmas. Anything could happen at this stage.
By the way, quick happy birthday because Stephanie's been on and she wants to wish her dad, who is Paul the Villa fan that we were talking about earlier on.
Go on, Stephanie. And happy birthday again, Paul Villa fan.
Yeah, so Stephanie wanted to wish him. By the way, we were talking to him. He's 53 and he says he'd love a good pair of jocks. Preferably with Jack Grealish's face all over them, printed on them.
Declan Rice on the front and Jack Grealish on the back.
I think Declan Rice might play for West Ham, though.
Same colour, it's all claret. It's all...
Yeah, Santana with Rob Thomas and Smooth here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, hit bit on the way, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy having a bash at it. Just let us know. I have a weird one for you here, PJ, right? You know the way we were doing the whole thing about, you know, Paul the Villa fan's birthday?
And yeah.
Then Stephanie texted in for his birthday, his daughter,
indeed,
and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all cool. And then we get this message in, right? Hang on a second. My dad, Paul, and myself, Stephanie, were extremely confused by that birthday message. I'm sitting here thinking, when did I send that in? And hang on, it's not his birthday, right?
What?
And then I looked at it, and it's a slightly different sort of, you know, picture. So it turns out, right?
What's going on?
Wait for it. There is Paul the Villa fan in Cork who has a daughter called Stephanie.
Shut up!
And there is Paul the Villa fan in Kildare who has a daughter called Stephanie.
That's very...
How freaky is that?
That's very peculiar now.
Isn't it?
And they're both 58.
No.
Or 53.
No.
Well, then what's the... Okay.
It's just the fact they're both called Paul, they're both Villa fans, and they both have a daughter called Stephanie.
And I can't believe both of them are having their birthday on the same day. It's amazing.
Anyway, I thought it was interesting.
I know, it is, it's amazing.
Almost 20 to 8. Listen, more Super amazing sleuth. Than that, more amazing than that, right, is the fact that this is literally, this is arguably some of the best news that you will get this year.
If you're Jim
this
McCabe.
This could make your year. Listen carefully to the news that PJ Gallagher is about to unleash upon the nation.
What's to say
and
now?
Reserve your joy, because you're going to get, you're just going to get ecstatic.
What's to say now, Jim McCabe is getting a little bit carried away. There is a reason for it. It's his favourite TV show ever. I mean, Grant, it's not as exciting as the two Pauls having the same birthday, which we just found out.
That one of them's not up. Move on.
Right? But it is very exciting. If you're Jim, Columbo, his favourite TV show. Your favourite TV show.
Well, I'd go as far as to say my favourite detective TV show.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
But I love Columbo.
It may well be making a comeback. Now, there's chances it won't because the rights are very, very hard to get, right?
Is so this the one, is Mark Ruffalo going to play Columbo? Because that was the one that was muted for a long time. Yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't really say
And he would have looked
now.
Like a... He would have been a great Columbo, to be fair.
All right, okay. Yeah, but I don't know. Peter Falk, of course, is the original fella.
Original, yeah, yeah.
And it's...
My wife loves you.
But the guy who wrote Sherlock and Doctor Who, Stephen Moffat, he's the lad that's trying to do it. So, and he's pretty handy with
he's
an old
amazing.
Pen. The only mistake he ever made was casting your man as Moriarty. You know, hello. What are you doing?
He's the Irish guy.
Yeah,
like
I
him.
Don't get him at all. I don't, like, he's a great actor and all. Yeah. Seen him in other stuff.
What's his name again? Andrew something, isn't it? No, or?
I can't take him. Andrew Moriarty. But I can't take him seriously because of that.
That was a bit, it was a bit of an out there performance.
Very odd. Very odd.
I see you've arrived.
I say, I'm a Sherlock. Don't you like my Irish accent? What are you doing, man? What are you actually
You're right.
Doing?
You'd never get to carry on like that in Columbo.
Not at all, no. So now Columbo, it may come. Millions, they're saying, would tune into the series.
Just one more thing. Just one more thing.
See, this is it. This is what he did. This is why it was such a wonderful TV show. So for those that may be a bit too young and not of the same vintage as Jim... The way it worked was...
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
You probably never watched
it,
did
you? I loved it.
Exactly.
Especially the specials. But the way it worked, it was a cop in LA, and the murderer, or the killer, whatever it was, always thought they had gotten away with it until the last few scenes of the show when he would turn around and say the famous line, which is...
Yeah, Just one more thing.
Just one more thing.
That and My Wife Loves You. He always seemed to find somebody that was somebody, you know, some celebrity would be the murderer.
Writers and all. It was his missus must have loved the books.
My Wife Loves You.
My Wife Loves You. I just.
You know, I have a box set. Yvonne bought me a box set of all of the series, all of the Columbos.
Very cool.
All of them. I think there's 8 series or something.
That's fantastic. Now,
it's amazing, yoke.
I have one of them of Dallas, and when you pick it up, it plays the soundtrack. It does, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, you pick it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is such good news for me. And I know there are loads of other Columbo fans.
Oh, there is.
Columbo fans have reached out to me in the past, you know.
And you don't have any of the worries that a lot of people then, because I always see they're going to remake something from my childhood or something that I really enjoyed. And I'm always thinking they're going to remake it, they're going to wreck it. You don't care.
Now, I mean, it will be hard to replace Peter Falk, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, if Mark Ruffalo does get to do it, he was the actor that was being muted to play. I think he'd be really good. He has the right look about him.
You have no reservations at all. You just want to get stuck in and enjoy it. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it's great.
But do you not think they could ruin... There's no potential that they'd ruin it on you, know?
They might, but... Shut up, right?
As long as they keep this kind of music in it. If they make it like... Yeah, like, hear this daft nonsense.
Oh, that's great.
That's great, like, it's non-dramatic. Yeah. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. But he was meant to be kind of bumbling, you know? He meant to lull you into a false sense of security, make you believe that he hadn't got the old, you know... Yeah. Grey matter going on, but secretly he was just lulling you into a false sense of security, and then he'd strike with the just one more thing.
I know. This is what I've been doing to you for 5 years now.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. Hitbit worth €610 this morning. All for you if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit, and it sounds like this. That's it. That's all you get. I'm still convinced it's Bon Jovi. Although nobody's taking it seriously.
Although it has been ruled out by Magic Mike, but still.
Yeah, sure.
Never let that get in the way, eh?
You know what I mean.
It's not Bon Jovi.
It's trying to put us off the scent.
That would be putting you off the scent royally, that
would. It would be, I'm telling you. So maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Eh?
It isn't!
It isn't!
We'll see. We'll see. So first on the phone this morning is Lauren in Wicklow. How are you, Lauren?
How are you?
I'm all good. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. On the way to work here.
Oh, good stuff. You weren't up watching the lads, Boys in Green last night by any chance, were you?
Fortunately not. No, I wasn't, no.
You were off in the jungle bound, were you?
That's absolutely, yes.
Yeah, with our Tara. I think we all should have been in the jungle, to be honest.
Yeah, it might have been better for all of us.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they did well and all, but Jabers, what are you going to do? Have you got a favourite for the jungle show?
I'm actually really liking Caitlyn Jenner at the moment, because I actually never really got to know her really when she did change, so I'm actually really liking her.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner, yeah, could be the... Is she the favourite, by the way?
The big money is on Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. I think,
I think Ian Wright's the favourite, according to
right,
you.
Okay,
at the
bookies,
moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's try and give you a few quid, Lauren. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to guess Princess of China by Coldplay.
Coldplay, right, so Princess of China.
Let's hope we can fix you up with €610.
Oh, please.
But I can't. I'm sorry, it's wrong.
Unlucky. Back to the jungle for you, Lauren.
Yeah.
Listen, have a good day. Guys. Take care of yourself.
Thanks so much.
Cheers. See you, Lauren. Bye-bye.
Right, so on the other phone, it's Sarah. Sarah Louise Sweeney. Hiya, Sarah.
On the other phone.
Hi, how are you?
How are you getting on the other phone today?
I'm fine, yeah. Not too bad.
Well, were you stuck into any of the TV highlights yesterday?
No, not really, actually. I watched a bit of The Jungle the night before.
Oh, right. Well, then you had a much more relaxed night than any of us.
Yeah, yeah. Chilled out.
Sounds like
good
it.
Stuff. Right, Sarah, what are you going for the cash?
Is it Young Hearts Run Free by Candy Staten?
Let's find
Candy
out.
Candy Staten.
What do you reckon, Mike?
I hope you'll keep this money for yourself, will you?
Definitely will, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, what's the point in sharing? But it's wrong, unfortunately.
I just love when Mike sings. He loses confidence as soon as he starts.
Yeah, he's starts
such a wonderful
talking
thing.
Himself down from the edge there. Yeah.
What's the point in sharing?
Anyway, Sarah, have a good day. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
See you, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one. Bye.
Right, there'll be more hit bitting going on with Damien Farrelly, 20-5 this afternoon, of course, for your €610 if you want to take it.
Yeah, I'm being too hard on Mike here. If anyone can get Damien to sing now, that really would be something. 20-5, you can have a go at that.
PJ's Life Hacks.
Yes, it is the return of PJ's Life Hacks, because yesterday was sort of like a first of the season for us, because yesterday was the first time I had to bring the bottle of water out to the car, out to defrost the windscreen and all that sort of stuff. And
yeah.
I came in, I was saying it to PJ, it was the first time it had happened for this winter spell, and he said, I have a life hack for that.
I have a life hack for that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. These are your cold weather life hacks, courtesy of PJ Gallagher.
Are you an early morning motorist?
Yes.
Do you need to get to work? And
yes.
Do you hate wasting time in the morning when you get your car prepped and ready to go?
That is the thing. It is the fact that it is time wasting as well as inconvenient. It's not just kind
incredibly
of like, oh, for
time
God's
wasting.
Sake, I'm already freezing.
You're all good. You're got to go. You've got out of your bed. You've got the chill on you. You're not happy. You want to get in and get as warm as you can in the car, which, can be honest, can take a while this time of year. You walk out to the car and what the hell's happened? It's frosted over. God damn it, it's going to take more time and it's going to get more cold. Now you have options. I've given other life hacks before, like the credit card or a card like a credit card to scratch the ice off the windscreen I gave you before. Works well, gets the hand cold though all the same.
Mm.
And if you use the wrong card, like an actual credit card you want to use again, it might not happen.
Yeah, there's the risk of damage.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the sandwich bag. Before that, by the way, I want to just say, I gave a life hack this time last year about putting socks in your windscreen wipers. I'm going to give it again because I was ridiculed for it.
Well, specifically you were ridiculed by the man behind the camera there, the great Magic
Michael. I was.
Who actually turned out your life hack about socks on a windscreen wiper into turning you into a serial killer.
He made it sound like I was a weirdo because I said, take socks out of your glove box. And he went, who has socks in their glove box?
I mean, there is a certain degree of... logic to that, like, you know, who no, does really, have socks you're in their
lap? The whole point was put them there so when you need them.
Yeah.
So when you're parking the car up for the night, you put socks over your windscreen wipers. It stops the sticking to it. You won't be replacing your windscreen wipers over the winter.
Right.
Keeps them well.
Okay.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I stand by it. Now, the sandwich bag.
Sandwich bag. I'm intrigued by
this. So here's what you do. You get the sandwich bag. Your windscreen is all frosted over. Now, it's very simple and it's very good and it's very brilliant. You get the sandwich bag. You know the one, the Ziploc bag, if you have it. It's preferable. Fill it up with hot water from the tap.
Right.
Bring it out to the car. Don't pour it on the windscreen. Hold it just above the windscreen. Drag it down and all the ice comes off straight away. All of the ice comes off. It's unbelievable the way it is. I'm telling you, you're all laughing. You know,
nobody's laughing.
Who laughed? I can see you make a funny face, but Mike is doing it again. Mike is doing it again. You just hold it over. All the ice comes off. You've then got a little sandwich bag of water.
Right. Can I just... You know the way, if you say you did bring a bottle of water with you, right, and you poured it on.
Yeah.
Right, that would be sort of quick.
It won't be as quick as this.
You're saying...
It won't be as quick as this.
You should stand there... With
it
this elevated thing
this.
Above the...
You stop laughing, Mike.
Above the car.
No, it won't be as quick.
Just as waving at passing motorists and all.
Jackass. You hold it.
Yeah.
But you put it onto the windscreen. You drag it down.
Yeah.
You get a huge big stripe like that. You can do... You have the whole windscreen done in like 5 seconds.
Right.
And then put the sandwich bag and a couple of bags into the car. When you're parking it up, you put the sandwich bags over your wing mirrors. So they won't frost over either. What are you
slaving at? Right. I mean, I'm sure it's
this
very
effective.
This is
fantastic.
I don't know. I'm not 100% convinced about how practical it is. Probably very
what's
effective.
So, what's impractical about getting sandwich bags?
Yeah, but I mean, there'll be cars, well, they're parked around the place with watery sandwich bags hanging over their wing mirrors. Will there be, is that the...
Your car, when you park it.
Yeah, I mean, if
everybody
adopts it.
You put the sandwich bags over the windscreen, or you have to make me forget the name of it. Over the mirrors on the side of the car.
Right.
Right? You bring one of them into the house. When you're leaving the house, you fill it with hot water.
Yeah.
You drag over the windscreen. You put the bag back in. You've then got your windscreen mirror. Or I've forgotten the name of them again. The side of the car mirrors.
Right.
Bags are there for you the next time. You jackasses.
Very good.
I tell you something. Very good, he says.
Right.
Is it? And now someone's calling me.
Is there any more?
I can't believe you've missed the point of this completely.
No, I was with you.
I should have done a video demonstration.
You only lost me when you started hanging them over the mirrors. That's all. It just went a bit weird then. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Do what Jim does. Come out and lick them clean in the morning. Just lick them clean.
Somebody is saying, fill a sock with kitty litter, stops moisture, stops icy windows.
What's that mean? I don't even understand that.
Somebody says, can you not just put a frost blanket on?
Well, yeah, you could do all... Listen, there's multiple ways
of
doing it.
And somebody else has just pointed out, Kira, Jesus, PJ, now what do you go through so many jocks and socks if you're putting them on your car all the time? Right. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good and all.
You're making me feel
like
a failure.
It was good and all.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's as good as some of your ones in the past.
No, it's the best one I've ever given.
Really?
I'll show you a video of it. You just don't understand it. That's all. It's your fault, not mine.
Yeah, Karma Chameleon from Culture Club here at Classic Hits. 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, November 19th. Good to have you along, folks. You've been redeemed, PJ Gallagher. There's a couple of people have been on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, to say they actually do that, and it does work.
Because it's fantastic. Because what it does is, as well, other than spraying water all over it, is it doesn't, you can't refrost it before you get into the car again.
Yeah, because the water that you'd be putting on can't refreeze, basically.
Yeah,
is that
I'm
the idea?
I'm telling you, that's
somebody
the best
actually,
one I've ever given.
Somebody says
I'm
that they do you. That and they use a hot water bottle for it.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Somebody says they do it. Right, listen, we still haven't played our Funky Monkey. Remember, when you hear the Funky Monkey, you got to text Monkey or WhatsApp Monkey with your own details to 087-188-0008. That's if you want to get your hands on a pair of family passes to Funky Monkey Soft Play Cafe. It's a child's jungle of fun located in Dundrum Town Centre and City West Shopping Centre. Check them out on funkymonkeys.ie. So that's still to come. Also, of course, we're looking for a proper quizzer on the breakfast table quiz. We've an exotic getaway for you. It's flights and accommodation to Tel Aviv, courtesy of El Al. That's what's up for grabs. But it's 13 to beat at the moment.
13 to beat, yeah.
It'll take a bit of doing that, isn't it?
It will. I'm not talking to you, so you can do this yourself now, because I'm...
Oh my God, that's what's known as a win-win. Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head here at Classic Hits. Time to find ourselves a winner for the Funky Monkey Family Passes. Who's it going to be, PJ?
It is going to be... I've literally just lost... What have I done now? There it is, Andrew Mulvey. That's who it is. It's you, Andrew Mulvey. You heard our little pantoozing monkey there.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping in all kinds
that's
of inappropriate
levels. That's our word of the
levels.
Week, isn't it? Pantoozing.
It is our word of the week. There's no doubt about it, yeah.
That's officially, apparently, monkey language.
It is monkey language. That's how they describe how they talk to each other, yeah.
Right, so there you go. Well done, Andrew. You've picked up the family passes. By the way, Funky Monkey Self-Play Cafe. They're open half 9 to 6, 7 days a week. A healthy eating cafe. Lovely coffee for parents as well. They do toddler mornings with free toast and juice. When the bigger kids are in school.
Wouldn't mind a bit of that now. I'd love toast and juice
that
right now.
That sounds deadly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds deadly. Great for birthday parties, and you can hire out the whole place so you have it all to yourself as well. You'll find all the details on funkymonkey.ie. Right.
Right, here we go. Talking about friendship.
Friends. This is your favourite topic.
Yeah. I mean, look, nothing I tell you here is going to be stuff you haven't heard already, but it's just they keep doing the studies and it keeps coming up the same results, right? This day is the modern era of which we are now a part of when it comes to social media and actual friends in real life. What do they say is the more healthy option? Hanging out with your actual friends in real life. So having hundreds of friends, they
which
say...
Which you highly dispute.
Well, we'll get to that.
Right.
But yes, you're right. I do highly... I dispute it to a point. I do. Having hundreds of friends, they say, on Facebook or Twitter or followers on Instagram... They say is absolutely no substitute for a handful of close friends in real life. This study says that they've discovered that people with only a few friends were at least as happy as those with far more friends online. We're not learning anything, right?
Yeah.
This is the general sort of accepted thing. But we all prefer being online. Isn't it funny how we prefer being online, though? Just putting that out there. The number of peripheral others... It's a real strange way of saying just the other... The number of people, other people on the internet.
The other outsiders.
Peripheral others. God, they really do come up with some toss, don't they? Peripheral others. Like right now, you and me are in this room, and Mike is a peripheral other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I can see him. I can't hear him.
He's in a different room.
Yeah, he's
well,
in
you kind of know he's there, so they're, lurking. So
the peripheral others. That's a great... God, when we go home, that's what we become as well. So they say social media encourages people to have large, huge friends networks. But apparently it's a bit like butter, to put it in my own words. You spread it too thin. So you have larger amounts of friends, but you have no real deep contact or
I like your analogy.
That's my own way of putting it.
A mile wide and an inch deep.
Is that good? Or is that, yeah.
I don't know. Andy Badnew said it once. I didn't know what he was talking about then. I still don't. So
I'm sure he was probably talking actually about jam or actual butter. So instead of trying to amass your friends, they say, you know, a better cure for loneliness might be spending time with those you're closest to. Okay, a couple of things here.
Stand by.
A couple of things here. You know, at least on with the ones online, I can... Just turn them off when I don't want them around anymore.
And delete them and block them and everything.
Or just put the phone down and go to bed or watch TV. Or it comes to the time where I don't want to talk to you anymore. You just literally turn them off.
Yeah.
You know, how many of us have honestly had a really good friend that we really like? In fact, we may love this person in our house. And you're going, should you not have gone like an hour ago? But you can't say it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you know, saying, and the next thing is, oh, sure, I'll have the one more cup of tea, sure. You're like, oh my, gee, you're in, banging your head off the counter, the kitchen, thinking, when is this?
When's it going to go?
Gobshite, to leave my home. You
don't
get
that with
online friends.
That is very true. Because they're, you know, you catch them in a mood when they're in a mood for, like, you know, a bit of a chat. They're in good form.
A bit of a catch up.
They've got time on their hands. They're in no particular hurry to go anywhere. And you're just thinking, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, is there anything worse than a bit of a catch up? I know all these stories. I'm in them.
Yeah. Because they keep saying, do you remember that time? Yes, I do remember.
I do remember. In fact, I'm not sure if you were there. But I was. You know, you get that, and I get all that. That's why I think you have to be very careful about letting actual friends into your house. You can monitor the ones online in your home, no problem.
Yeah.
But always meet your close personal friends in a public place that you can get out of, I always think.
That's
because
very
the worst
good.
Thing, because then at least you can come up with the I have to go.
You see, that's the kind of safety advice they should be issuing.
Yes.
Always meet your friends in a very public area.
Yeah, and they say, and then you get
this. This will allow you to leave when they start to bore you.
Yeah. And then you get all this. Oh, you can't choose your friend. Oh, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Are you joking? Do you think I'd have chosen any of them to be my friends, given the choice? We're stuck with each other as much as family.
School forced you together.
Yeah.
Where you lived, the road you lived on.
The road
forced
you lived
you
on.
Together.
I have friends I'm worried sick about. I don't care about any of them online. It's a much better relationship all around. You know, just to get to that point, I'm just saying there's...
It's a fair point you
they're
make.
They're making out like one of them's all bad and the other one's all good. I'm saying there's a bit of give or take here.
Yeah.
I'm saying we all have a little something to give each other in each other's lives. And
right.
We all have a little something to take off each other in each other's lives.
So you're less about quality versus quantity. You're more about, as long as the quantity is small enough, the quality will always improve.
Yes, exactly. And as long as it's outdoor. Friendship is an outdoor sport.
Yeah, Robbie Williams, let me entertain you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 10 to 9. Listen, before we get stuck into the breakfast table quiz, very important birthday that we have to do, PJ. Naomi Murphy is celebrating a birthday today, a.k.a. Mrs. Voice of a Thousand Souls.
How you doing, baby? I hope you have a wonderful time.
Yeah. So we couldn't get the actual Voice of a Thousand Souls in to do it, right? Happy birthday to you, first of all, Naomi. But
have a great one.
If the Voice of a Thousand Souls was here, he'd sound something like this.
Hey, roll out that cake. We're going to make a big day for a great lady. It's all coming at you. Passion is my fashion, baby, baby.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is...
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Passion is my fashion.
I meant to say it. Passion is in fashion.
Passion is my fashion. Fantastic. Anyway, yeah. Right, happy birthday to you, Naomi. Hopefully it's a cracking day.
On a serious note, have a great birthday.
Yeah. So listen, this is what we have for you. Okay, this week, with thanks to LL, we're giving you the chance to win a pair of flights to the Dublin to Tel Aviv direct service. Two nights accommodation, also part of this, in a luxury hotel in the heart of Tel Aviv city. You can begin your exciting journey to Israel with LL direct from Dublin to Tel Aviv three times weekly now. And you can enjoy a sunset on Tel Aviv beach, tour the historic city of Jerusalem, or float, snorkel, or scuba dive in the Dead Sea. LL.com if you want to check out more details.
Right, so we had a cracker of a player on yesterday. She came on and blitzed it, got 13. So 14 is now the score we need, because we can't do draws in the Breakfast Table Quiz. We'd never get out of here ever if we did. So Derek in Wicklow is going to have a go. How are you getting on, Derek?
Morning, man. How are you?
Oh, not good, so Derek. What's your story today? What are you up to?
I'm off to Kildare, down, just selling a few bits and pieces down there, chemical distribution, so...
Oh, right, okay. Good stuff. So you're on the road at the moment, are you? Or?
No, I pulled in safe and sound, so we're on the way to Kildare, yeah.
Good
right,
stuff.
So a bit of a score to go for. What are you a quizzer at heart, Derek?
Well, I was just thinking about this, like, you know, we used to do pub quizzes years ago, but
yeah.
I think the advent of mobile phones and Google ruined all that, people legging off.
People spent a lot of time in the toilets when Google arrived.
They really did. You have to hand in your firearm Western style now, don't you, when you do pub quizzes?
Are you
serious? They all have to go into a basket or something, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just everybody be cheating you. Yeah. Outrageous. Yeah.
Right, well, listen, Derek, fingers crossed for you, right? If you can use Google, more power to you. But anyway, right, 60 seconds is what we have for you to get at least 14. The very best of luck, mate. Here we go.
What is the Spanish word for goodbye?
Adios.
Run DMC teamed up with what rock band for Walk This Way?
Aerosmith.
In the 90s, what Canadian singer had hits with Ironic and Hand in My Pocket?
Alanis Morissette.
By what name is a German shepherd dog also known?
An Alsatian.
In terms of electrical current, what does AC stand for?
Alternating current.
According to the proverb, fools rush in where who fear to tread?
Pass.
Angels, which country is the home of the wooden missile used by Aborigines known as a boomerang?
Australia.
In 1977, Burt Reynolds starred in the first series of films entitled Smokey and the what?
Bandit.
Do the American sports team, the Chicago Bulls, play baseball or basketball?
Basketball.
Brown, polar and spectacled are types of what mammal?
Bear.
Which animals, who live mainly in rivers, build dams of sticks, stones and mud?
Beavers.
If you were at Antwerp Airport, what country would you be in?
Belgium.
In language, what is the second letter of the Greek alphabet?
Beta.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot is a line from what Joni Mitchell song?
They pay parking lot, put up a parking lot is... Oh, Counting Crows done it as well. I can't take it.
Go on.
Counting Crows did... They've gone. I don't know where it is.
We gotta call it. It's Big Yellow Taxi.
Big Yellow Taxi.
So close, it was on the edge of your nose. It was that far out of your mouth.
I wonder would it have made a difference. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh.
So it would have drawn you level.
It would have drawn you level.
Just would have needed another one on top of that again.
God, you were flying though, in fairness. A really good run, Derek, in fairness to you. That was crack and go.
Yeah. Listen, you gave it a brave attempt, Derek. Thanks for having a bash at it.
Thanks, lad.
Cheers, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Derek. Cheers.
Bye-bye.